Thanks for downloading the Wave Church podcast. We hope this message inspires and brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Enjoy the message.
Thank you all. Good morning. Today, we are going to have some fun in church. You can take your seat. And first and foremost, of course, I want to give a big thank you to both Pastor Steve and Sharon, our senior pastors, for believing in us today and allowing us to share God's word with you. On behalf of myself, Tyler, and Caleb, we are believing for great things this morning. I would also like to say a huge thank you to all of you for allowing us to share God's word. However, you didn't necessarily know that you'd be blessed to hear our voices today, but we are thankful that you all are here with us as well. But in all seriousness, we are so grateful to be a part of a church, like Pastor Josh said, does not only believe in the upcoming generations, but truly does believe in each and every generation and each and every one of you. Today, our prayer for you is that you would feel encouraged, inspired, believed in, and cheered on as each one of us share. Be gentle and strong. Be gentle enough to follow the natural paths of the earth and strong enough to rise up and reshape the world. Today, I'm going to be speaking on living a life of limitless gentleness. You know, as we live our lives according to God's word, as we choose to submit who God is calling us to be each and every day, and as we choose daily to allow the Holy Spirit to be our guide, the fruit of the Spirit is activated in our lives. Today, all three of us are going to be sharing out of Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23 in the Passion Translation, and it reads, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." You know, being intentional about living a life where gentleness has no limit can shake and reshape the world that we live in. And our world needs a little bit more gentleness, doesn't it? Are there any parents in the room who have experienced the middle school or high school ages of your kids? Anyone? Okay, so you know that during those years, there are hundreds of kids that are constantly in and out of your house on a daily basis, right? And if you or your parents are anything like mine, they could not remember a single friend's name. Even the ones who were there every day after school, every day on the weekend, back to back, they just couldn't remember any of our friends' names. And although my dad couldn't remember any of our friends' names, if any of you know me, you know my dad is my favorite person in the whole entire world. I'm a daddy's girl every day. And not that it's really relevant to the story, but I wanted all of you to be on the same page as me, that I am my father's favorite daughter. My sister's on vacation. I know she's watching online, but because she's not here to object to that, we'll all just be on the same page. I'm dad's favorite daughter. Is that good? When me or my sister's friends would come through the house, everyone always loved my dad. He had a gentleness about him that truly drew our friends to him. And I even loved him so much that if he wouldn't take me to work with him, I would cry hysterically. Besides the point, but anyways, just trying to shape my dad for you all. But my dad would always welcome me and Courtney and our friends into the house as we walked through the doors, either by offering us food, asking what our plans were for the day, seeing if we were going to go to the pool, and sometimes he would give us all a group hug. There's one memory that particularly sticks out to me when we came to the house. My dad sees me, Courtney, and all of our friends, opens his arms really wide and says, "Give me a huggy." Huggy. Yes, first of all, something you need to know, my dad was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised on Long Island, had three brothers, no sisters, diehard Yankees fan, like in my mind is the ultimate man's man. So for him to say the word huggy, I was a little taken back. I instantly remember feeling embarrassed, confused, shocked, and concerned all at the same time. Me and Courtney kind of waited to see how our friends would react, and we assumed we'd have to pull my dad to the side and kind of let him know first, huggy in this context is not a word, and secondly, that it was a very awkward thing for a man's man to say. However, to our surprise, our friends loved it. Huggy! It made them feel appreciated, welcomed into our home, and even a part of the family. You know, in that situation, my dad's gentleness towards our friends truly had no limit. He wasn't thinking about what I would think or what my sister would say or even what our friends would think. And when we intentionally express gentleness towards others, it does the exact same thing for them. They feel appreciated, they feel welcomed, and they even feel a part of the family. Amen? And then on the other hand, when any of our guy friends would come through the house, my dad's introduction of himself totally changed. It would be a stern handshake followed by a Rob Hanlon, Carly and Courtney's dad, how you doing, in his New York accent. And the way that he would introduce himself to the guys totally intimidated them and maybe scared off most of the guys that came into our house, which now that I think about it, was probably my dad's intention all along, so smart man. But however, in the same way that my dad's gentleness drew our friends to him, the gentleness that comes from the Holy Spirit will draw people to us as well. And a lot of times when people hear the word gentle, their thoughts can be centered around weak, soft, or mellow. But I would argue that gentleness does not identify the weak, but more precisely the strong, who have been placed in a position of weakness where they persevere without giving up. You know, when I think of someone who's gentle, I think of someone who is trustworthy and confident and a person who has few words. And typically when people speak who are people of few words, everybody leans in. And from what I've experienced, normally they drop a ton of wisdom as well. The definition of gentleness has more to do with complete trust in God than in a personality trait or outward disposition. A person who is gentle understands at the deepest level that God is in control. You know, as we live our lives devoted to chasing after Jesus and each day working to be who God has called us to be, let's be challenged to live a limitless life where our gentleness towards others truly has no limit. Let's be people who in a gentle way can reshape and shake the world we live in. Amen? Thank you. And now I'm really excited. Tyler Jones is going to come and preach the house down.
Hello, everyone. So this morning I have a word for you, and it's just talking about limitless faith. A faith that prevails. And prevails means more powerful than any opposing forces. So just to tell you a little bit about my journey, I've been saved for 2 years. And after a month of being saved, the Lord called me on a missions trip to New Orleans. And that is where I felt God's call, God's heart for the lost on my life. And I remember I was in the city of New Orleans and I was just praying to the Lord about what's next. And he said, I want you to go after ministry with everything that you have. So I was processing with my pastor at the time about what would that look like. And he said, go to Wave Leadership College. So I applied and I got accepted, and that is where everything changed. So I've been running with the Lord in this race called life for about 2 years now. And one of the things that I've struggled with the most was being new to the faith was my faith in God. Can I get any hands? Has anyone ever struggled with their faith? I know for me that was major, because growing up I was raised in an only single mother household as an only child, and I was raised to be independent, to go after anything you wanted. And there was always this reassurance with my mom. My mom worked 2 jobs just to provide for me, so there was always a confidence that no matter what, it was one of the things she would tell me every time I go to sleep. She was like, no matter what, I got you. Don't ever have to ask for any, you don't have to ask for anything with anyone. I got you. I'm here with you. So when I told her, because she's not saved yet, in Jesus' name, I told her I wanted to go to Bible college, and she was like, Bible college? And it was after I applied and everything, because I'm Tyler. And I was like, I want to go to Bible college. Like, this is something I want to do. And she was just like, she tilted her head. She was like, you know, I'll support you in, like, pursuing your education, but Bible college? Okay. So I started this kind of race with God where I was struggling in my faith. And it was just like, I was constantly questioning God on why I was here. And my mom would kind of like, it was kind of a struggle in our relationship because as God was expanding within me, then the persecution, then the like kind of the naysayers were kind of like, why are you even doing this? Like, this is not who you are. And then after a moment, I was kind of one of those people that I had faith in church, but then once I walked out the church doors, I really didn't have faith at all. And so just to be honest. And then it was just one night with the Lord where I was just tired of kind of having my foot in walking in my fullness with God, but then had my other foot of going, no, I can trust in myself. I got this. And then it was when I was just confessing to God, and I was like, God, I'm literally about to be done. I want to quit Bible college. I just want to go back to the old simple way or whatever. And the Lord gave me this verse, and it's Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. And it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weakness so that the Christ power may rest on me. That is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insult and hardship and persecutions and difficulties, for when I am weak, then I'm strong. And I remember the Lord literally spoke to me. He said, your current circumstance doesn't change your permanent position. And for me, your current circumstance doesn't change your permanent position. And for me, all of the heaviness, all of the stress literally lifted off of me, because for all of my life, I had to go through this life alone. But to know that there was a God who was willing to say, yeah, you're going through this hard time, but I'm not gonna stand and watch. I'm gonna hold your hand and we're gonna walk through this time together. And I just want to encourage you today. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you're like me and your parents are not saved yet, or your children are not saved, or your marriage is in shambles, or your finance, or whatever the case may be. Let me just encourage you that we are weak, then we are strong, meaning we are weak when we rely on our own liability and our own way. But when we trust in God and have faith in the Lord, he is going to be able to do so many things. And it was a reassurance, like, me standing up here is not a beginning, it's a continuing of what I've done in the time when no one was watching. It was in those dark times where I've had to look at that storm and say, you know what, no matter what I'm going through, I trust that God is going to provide for me. I trust that what God is doing for me is not just for me, but for my family. And there's people in this room where I feel like you are called to something greater than what you ever expected, but you kind of put limits on where God can use you, or put limits on where your God can take your family. Let me encourage you that in your weakness, he is made strong. So let the power of God shine in your life and in your family's life. Wave Conference is coming up. Wave Conference is coming up, and every Friday we kind of pray. Some of the men in our church, we pray every Friday morning. And one of the things I believe for is that God is not only going to call individuals, but families. And that God is calling young people. We have a Royal Youth Conference. He's calling you there. Kids camp, even they're going to talk to your children. And I fully believe that God is calling families. And I just want to encourage you just to have faith. You know, limitless faith to me is having childlike faith. I work with kids all the time, and there was an encounter I had with this little girl, and I was just asking her, I was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I don't know, but I learned last Sunday that God can do anything. So I just want to do what he wants to do, right? And just walked away. And I was like, we need to have childlike faith. Childlike faith is saying, Yes, the world may be going crazy, but my permanent position is that I'm a son and daughter of God, and that the power of God is my inheritance. So I am going to go after anything that he puts in my heart, that no matter what happens, no matter what happens, I'm able to say that I am a son of God and the power of God is my inheritance. And when I am weak, when you're weak, when you feel like you're weak, it's only more room for God to move. God wants to move. And I've been feeling this for last couple weeks. God is waking up our church and he's shaking up our church, but he's only doing it if we're limitless faith, having limitless faith as sons and daughters. So give it up for Caleb Cox as he closes out.
I gotta go after them? Why? How many people love Carly and Tyler? Come on. How many people know God's up to something this morning, right? Limitless. Someone say limitless. I am thankful that we serve a limitless God. We live in a world, if I have to be honest, that knows limits, timelines, and expiration dates. But I am thankful that out of the Holy Spirit, we have a limitless power that we have access to, a limitless power that we have a hold on. And the truth is, the power our God has no ending. But there are things in this world that do have endings. Is anyone like me and you run out of something, you get a little bit upset, something that's important to you? For me, Chipotle is important to me. I know, we're making this into a joke real quick. I love a good Chipotle burrito bowl. And I love it so much, like literally, my girlfriend Sabrina can attest to this, I will literally dance and sing in the line at Chipotle because I'm so excited for what's about to happen. Anyone just love food? I get really excited, and when I get to my last bite, I savor that bite just a little bit more. I like kind of whisper to it and talk to it because I love Chipotle. Or you might be like me and you get really nervous when your iPhone battery gets to 1% and you do not have a charger around. Anybody at 1% right now? And you're just living life on the edge. You're like a little bit anxious in your seat. You're like, my phone might turn off while he's talking. But why do we get upset? It's because of the reminder that the end is coming for that Chipotle bowl. And the end is coming for that iPhone battery. But I wanted to encourage someone in Wave Church this morning that God's love never runs out. It is infinite. It is there for you and me. It's a love that goes on and on. And if God has a love that goes on, that means our calling is a calling and a purpose that goes on and on. It means that there's no one in this room this morning that's disqualified from being used by God. We still gotta reach our city. We still gotta reach our neighborhoods. We still gotta reach our workplaces. And I'm so thankful that I have the backing of heaven. I'm so thankful that we have a power that goes on. Amen? The more you want of the Holy Spirit, the more you'll get of the Holy Spirit. I feel like that's a word from heaven for someone in here. The more you want God, the more of God that you're gonna get. It says in Ephesians 3:20, it says God can do anything. Someone say anything. Amen. You know far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. And he does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. So I don't know what you're up against this morning. I don't know what you walked in church with. I don't know the baggage that you might be carrying. I don't know what mountain that the enemy has placed in front of you, but I do know how the mountain comes down. And it's by standing in the presence of God. It's by praising when you don't feel like praising. It's by worshiping when you don't feel like worshiping. It's about giving God glory when you don't feel like it. And I'm so thankful that God doesn't move according to Caleb's faith. It's not about feeling, it's about faith, amen? The truth is, when you stand up, the devil has to shut up and the devil has to sit down. And it's all because of the confidence that we get through the Holy Spirit, amen? I gotta be honest, there's been moments in my life where I didn't feel like having faith. There was moments in my life where I didn't feel like worshiping and I didn't feel like seeking the presence of God. I've been through dark seasons of my life. I think about last October, there was a day in October where I probably went through one of the darkest days of my life when I found out that my dad probably wasn't gonna make it. My dad was in the ICU. He was in a critical care. He had several strokes throughout his brain. He had a heart attack, I just realized recently. Not recently, but I realized recently that day he had a heart attack. And the doctors told us that there wasn't much chance of him surviving. And I remember I didn't feel like praying. I didn't feel like God was good. I didn't know where God was in the situation. This is last October. But I'm so thankful that I chose to have faith. I'm so thankful that my family chose that it wasn't according to our feeling that God was gonna move, but it was gonna be according to our faith. So we prayed and we worshiped and we lifted up God. Several days later, the doctors come out and they tell us that we don't know how and we don't know why, but your dad's brain, there's no brain damage like we thought there was gonna be. Your dad's heart, it was giving out, but now it's getting stronger and stronger. And my dad is here this morning. This morning. That's because of the limitless power that we have in Jesus. I've walked through dark seasons, and I know we all have a story, but I'm so thankful for the dark seasons because it took the dark seasons to realize that God's spirit isn't a thing that we feel. It is a person that I know. And that's my point this morning. The Holy Spirit isn't a thing that we feel. It is a person that we know. And that realization comes when we understand who Jesus is, the power that he holds, that he really did die on the cross. And my favorite part, he conquered the grave. And because Jesus walked away from his grave, you and I now get to walk away from our grave. The more we realize just how much power Jesus has, the more we're gonna realize just how small our circumstance is. The more we're gonna realize just how small that mountain is in front of us. Most of you guys don't know this about me. I think all of Royal Youth does, but I'm really excited for this chance to share with everyone this morning that when I was in elementary school, I was in the safety patrol. Anybody in here and you were in safety patrol in school? It's okay, you're allowed to be bold in this moment because I was safety patrol. I wasn't just safety patrol, I was lieutenant of the safety patrol. I took my job really seriously, guys. I like literally was so excited. I had the badge, I had the belt, I had the hat, I wore it to school, I wore it when I got home, I wore it at the dinner table in case anyone acted up. I wore it when I went to sleep. I remember being so excited to be a part of safety patrol because I felt like I was a little bit different. I felt like there was this new power that I had because of what I wore. And I remember I couldn't act the same anymore. I remember if my friends asked me to race to the bus, I would humbly say no because that could be a violation. Someone might trip, someone might fall, someone might get hurt, and not on my watch would I let that happen. And I remember this one particular day, I saw these kids running in the hallway, so I told them, stop. And instead of stopping, they ran faster, called me a few names along the way. So I was thinking, wow, I guess I don't have that much power, so this is my last resort. I'm gonna have to go to the commander. I'm gonna have to go to the general of safety patrol, which was some English teacher down the hall. I was gonna have to tattletale. I didn't wanna have to do it. It was my last resort. So I remember I went to my captain and I told her about what had happened, thinking that she wasn't gonna do a lot, but just to see what she was gonna do. And she told me that, Caleb, thank you for bringing this to my attention because now there's gonna be some consequences for those students. Because little did they know that when you were asking them to slow down, I was asking them to slow down. In other words, what she was telling me is that the same authority that I have is now, Caleb, the same authority that you had. And I believe that there's some Christians in Wave Church this morning, and we've been living comfortably, we've been living limited, we've been living ordinary, but the truth is we have an authority in heaven. It's not the power that we have, but it's about the authority that's above us. Wherever we go, the power of God goes, amen? I thought it was in the hat that barely fit my head. I thought the power was in my badge, but little did I know it rested in me. And I want to encourage you, Wave Church, there is a power that can rest in you and me. And it's all the power in heaven, meaning that God's peace is our peace. God's authority is our authority. God's power is our power. Meaning if the devil trembles at the feet of Jesus, that means the devil has no choice but to tremble at our feet as well, because we are the church. Amen? Anyone thankful that we have access to this unlimited power? And the only reason that we have access to the power of God is because a sacrifice was made. A sacrifice was made over 2,000 years ago. And it was the greatest sacrifice of all time. And it was God that made the sacrifice. Because the truth is, we got caught up in our own mess. I've got caught up in my mess. The truth is, we are all broken. The truth is that we walked away from God. And God saw that the only way to bridge that gap, the only way to restore a relationship with mankind, was to send his son Jesus from heaven to earth, to die on a cross that we all deserve to carry, to lay in a tomb that we all deserve to lay in. But the truth is, Jesus not only laid in the tomb, but he conquered the grave so that you and I could be restored in a relationship with Jesus. You know the thing I love most about Jesus? He's not just my friend, he is my friend. I don't just have a relationship with them. I do have a relationship with them. The thing I love the most about Jesus is that he's my savior. I was in need of saving, and God sent the answer in Jesus. His blood is powerful. It was powerful 2,000 years ago when it shed for you and me, and it's still powerful today. I gotta ask you, everyone who's attending our 11 a.m. service, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? I'm not asking you if you've been coming to church for a while. I'm not asking you if you've ever read a Bible. I'm asking you, have you ever made a decision to surrender your life to God? Have you ever made a decision to ask Jesus to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins? The truth is, Jesus loves you and he loves all of you. And the only thing that we have to do is love him back and surrender everything back to him. So if every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm gonna ask one more time. And you already know who you are deep in your heart. Do you know Jesus? Do you have that relationship with God? You might be two groups of people this morning where either one, you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. You've never made a decision to surrender everything to God. Maybe you're sitting in your chair and you're like, Caleb, I thought that church was about rules. I thought Christianity was about acting a certain way and walking a certain way and talking a certain way. I didn't know that I could come to church just the way that I am and I could encounter an amazing God who loves me. Maybe you're a second group and you're saying, Caleb, at one point, I gotta be honest, I was on fire for God. At one point, I knew I had a relationship with Jesus, but I got caught up in some things. And if I could honestly look at myself in the mirror today, if I could honestly look at my life, I know I'm not where I used to be with God. I wanna invite you home to Jesus as well. So if that's you in this place, I'm just gonna do something simple. I'm gonna count to three. And if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, if you want to encounter his love, if you want to encounter his grace, if you want to encounter satisfaction, true satisfaction that never goes dry, I'm going to ask you when I get to three to lift up your hand. One, Jesus loves you. Two, there's no greater time than now to make this decision. Three, if that's you, lift your hand. And I want to pray for some people. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see three more hands in that section. I see some hands up there. Is there anyone else? I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to miss out. Is there anyone else and you're saying, Caleb, pray for me. I don't want to go another day wondering. I see that hand. I don't want to go another day wondering, tiptoeing, wondering if I'm right with God. I want to know. I want to be confident walking out of this building that I'm right with Jesus. Is there anyone else? You can wave it if you think I didn't see it yet. Awesome. Awesome. Well, with every hand down, can we just literally praise God for those people that made that decision? Come on. Come on. That's why we do church, for that very reason. And if you lifted your hand, there's one more thing I want to do, and I want to actually pray a prayer with you. It says in Romans 10:9 that whoever believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, then they're saved. He doesn't ask us to change the way we look. He doesn't ask us to take a couple classes. He just says, man, if you just believe in what I did with all of your heart and confess with your mouth, right then and there, Jesus steps in. Right then and there, Jesus steps into your heart. And when you leave this place today, you know that the power of God is with you and it goes before you. So one more time, with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're all gonna pray this prayer together as a church because we're a church family, amen? And we're gonna repeat this prayer and we're gonna mean the words that we pray. Everyone together, everyone say, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me.
For dying for me.
Thank you
for seeing my worth.
for seeing the best in me.
For seeing the best in me.
Right now.
Right now.
I choose to follow you.
I choose to follow
I believe
you.
In my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
That I am a Christian.
That I am a Christian.
And you now live in me.
You now live in me.
And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Let's give everyone a hand who made that decision.
Thanks for listening to the Wave Church Podcast. If you made a decision today to follow Jesus, please go to wavechurch.com and click on I Made a Decision so we can help you on your way to know God in a deeper way. And if you want to visit one of our locations, the website can help you locate the campus near you, or you can live stream our services. Have a great day.